Hi, everybody. Welcome back. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about stamp duty as a property feature, the challenges and the changes that are continually happening. So before I get into that, in the last episode, if you have missed it, we talked about leveraging and the importance of leveraging and also how to think about it, the mindset you need to bring to buying properties and investing. If you've missed that, go back and listen to that. But otherwise, welcome back and let's talk about tax and more specifically, stamp duty, land tax for property investors. So what is SDLT? So as it says, it's stamp duty land tax. So anything as investors that we buy, like properties, land, there are tax payable to onto them, which then impacts the profitability equation that we need to have. So why should you care? Well, exactly that. Because if you don't know and you don't know how much you are going to be stung on by buying properties, you can end up paying much more than what you're actually going to make. In fact, I've had people come to me on my one-to-one where either the solicitors have not realized what they were buying and they've paid the wrong amount of stamp duty to the tune of tens of thousands of pounds. In fact, one of them were trying to work backwards to see whether we can claw back this surcharge of stamp duty. So knowledge here is very much power, because if you don't know how stamp duty works, what are the reliefs available, you end up really significantly poorer by not having those information ahead of you. So recent changes. So changes wise, it's the quickest and easiest way for any government to raise finance. So in the last round, April 2025, this government has increased the stamp duty yet again on investors. It used to be whatever the stamp duty was for a first-time buyer, let's say 2% to buy a property. If we were buying it as investors, we would have had to pay the 2% plus a 3% surcharge as an investor surcharge. So we'd have had to pay 5% on top of the purchase price. Since April 2025, that 3% has jumped to 5%. So in this example, we pay the 2% that everybody pays as a first-time buyer and everybody. And on top of that, there's a 5% surcharge, which is astronomical when you think about how much money that represents. So as an investor, you're going to make sure that you factor in, if you're buying an auction, for example, or even just on the open market, how much is this 7% going to whack your purchasing price up by? Because if you miss that, let's say you buy a property around, and the stamp duty was going to be 20 grand, is that 70 grand? And that's not abnormal to pay 70 grand on blocks of flats, which is what I specialize in as title split as a strategy. So if you don't know and you end up paying 70,000, but you budgeted for 20,000, you can see that the damage that can do to your numbers. So it's imperative you take some time, you go onto the government website or Google and find out what the latest stamp duty rate is for now, because that changes fairly regularly, I would say every year or 2 years, depending on government, depending how much money they need to fine. What are the main challenges of stamp duty is basically the complex rules. You know, there are some rules around that. They come in and out, quite frankly. There used to be something called multiple dwelling relief. Some people remember this, that was great, because if you could buy something that had one or more units on a freehold, you'll be able to then reduce your stamp duty. That was phased out by the last Tory government, because what they realized was people were buying mansions and there was a little annex and they were claiming multiple dwelling relief and reducing your stamp duty. So that's been phased out. Now you've got commercial stamp duty rate that you can apply, as well as other relief that people can apply for. The technicalities is what we then refer to as part of my one-to-one course. I take people through, we go through our tax advisory, and we then share with them how on the units that they or the building they're buying, how they can typically save tens of thousands of pounds on stamp duty rates. So it's really imperative that after this episode, if you are buying properties, you find yourself a good tax advisor, or if you are thinking about joining our one-to-one, then you wait until we then get you involved with our tax advisor to help you optimize your stamp duty rate. But typically, you'll be looking at, there are different rates for mixed-use commercial, different rates for the number of units you're buying, multiple dwelling, other than dwelling relief has gone, there are different rules around multiple dwellings, as well as the commercial stamp duty rates that you will be able to apply. The last ones are around stamp duty. Really is get expert advice. Do not try this, as I would say, on your own at home, because quite frankly, for the free £400, you can pay a tax advisor, or if you come in to do our course with me, you will get this included. They will then work with you how much earning. If you're high interest earner already, you need to know how you optimize your tax, not only for stamp duty, but our tax advisor will also help you plan your group company structure. If you're doing title split, how then you can move your tax liability across so that you don't end up double stamp duty taxing yourself, capital gains taxing yourself, and by just moving properties across a group company structure. Get some advice, come and see, join us on our one-to-one title splitting course, or DM, leave a note on this show, and we will be able to get back to you with some more advice. But the key here is get professional advice. Do not expect the lawyers to understand the tax advice. You need to really get a tax advisory to help you with that.